Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Van Chats with Bike Flights here at Unbound. On this episode, we get to sit down with Ashton Lambie. We get to chat about his recent World Cup win in Hong Kong, along with him racing the 100. He doesn't want to go out and do the 200, so we sit down and we chat a little bit about why he's doing the 100, what his ambitions are, and he kind of even boosts my ego a little bit. So I kind of soak that in, and I enjoy this episode. This is my favorite episode because of how nice he is to me during the podcast. But anyways, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. And yeah, let's go ahead and dive into it. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Van Chats with Bike Flights. We're here at Unbound, and I'm sitting with Ashton Lambie. Ashton, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream, man. It's really hot. I'm sweating right now.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's super hot here. But yeah, man, you just got off of Track World Cup, right?
Yeah. I've been back like 2 weeks.
Yeah, Hong Kong. How was that?
It was wild. It was the wildest travel I've had.
Yeah.
I mean, you heard of, like, we got stuck in the airport and all this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I heard getting stuck in the airport. I heard they mopped. So, like, as you're walking out of the hotel,
they're
mopping behind you.
With bleach.
With bleach.
Like, the whole lobby smelled like bleach. Every bus we got in smelled like ammonia, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
They served. The only time we could leave our room was to go to training.
Yeah.
They served us food 3 times a day on a saran wrap chair parked outside our room. Like, it was some of the tightest quarantine things I could have imagined. And it was still, like, great to be back on the track racing.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm super jealous. I'm super jealous that you were able to get on a track, but hopefully I'll be there soon with you.
Yeah,
but anyways,
man,
let's talk about the real important stuff, and that's Unbound. So you're doing the 100, right?
Yep.
Okay, and so why? Because I like this because it's really interesting to hear everybody's opinion on what event they're doing and why they're doing it. I'm doing the 100 myself.
Yeah.
So why are you doing the 100 and not the 200? Because that's the gravel race. Like, they don't even give the 350 the respect I think it deserves.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, for starters, I'm not racing the 100.
Okay.
Like, if I finish the 100, that will be more than I'm hoping to achieve.
You're a humble man.
No, I'm dead set, dude.
Okay.
I've ridden my bike like I'm on what I would call a transition phase. It's been a lot of drinking beer, a lot of chilling out.
Right on.
I mean, dude, I was exhausted after Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Like, and the longest ride I've done in the last 3 months is, like, no joke, 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And I was dying.
Okay.
That was a long ride.
All right.
I mean, you've seen my training. Like, I just do all that wicked intensity.
Yeah,
and that's not how you get ready for 100 miles.
You have a goal for that, though. There's a reason why you're doing that wicked
totally.
Intensity. So.
And so I'm coming here just to, like, hang out, chat with you, see you, give you a hug, like, drink some beer, see people. Like, I like the gravel community. It's fun. And so the 100 is, like, I'm not taking up space with the 200.
Yeah.
Like, I'll probably be back in that, like, 7 hour expected finish time area.
You think so? So you don't think you're going to be up in that 5 hour, because you won it in 2019.
Yeah.
You don't think you could do that again?
No, not at all.
Really?
No. I don't want to. B, I think the change of the track schedule is really, like, different for the training for this. You know, it's kind of like the last 4 or 5 years, like, me prepping for Mid-South has been like, oh, I get off a plane from Poland, get over my jet lag by not riding for 3 days, drive to Oklahoma and, like, finish in air quotes, because I finished it once, but, like, try to go do Mid-South.
Yeah.
And that's this race now, where it's like, I got off a plane from Hong Kong like 2 weeks ago. I've ridden Gold Camp like 3 times, and that's about it.
Gold Camp is a climb in Colorado Springs.
It's a great climb in Colorado Springs.
It's a great climb.
Well, we talked about some of those, like, back routes around there. So I've been mostly, like fucking around, exploring, like, just having fun on my bike, not doing structured intervals.
Yeah.
And just kind of, like, my old coach Ben Sharp would call it, like, soul riding.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah,
I would never expect Ben Sharp to say something so deep.
Like, my power meter battery died, and I was like, fuck it.
Just don't need it, dude. Just keep cruising?
Just cruising.
All right, cool. Well, so then let's dive into the nitty-gritty of the 200, because there's been a lot of talk around the 200 of Who's going to win it? Are you kind of chalked up on the men's and women's rosters of who's racing, or do you not care? Just
nope.
Be honest.
Nope. I'm not chalked up. I mean, I know a couple guys. I know a little bit about who's racing, but not enough to have a strong, informed opinion.
If you had to make a guess, so you had to put your life on it, no choice. You have no choice. Who do you think is going to win the men's or the women's race?
I would say Peter Stetna. I think he's got a good shot.
Okay.
I think he's had some good rides. He's had some good fitness.
Yeah.
What did he do, the White Rim or the Copelli FKT the other?
I think he did both. Yeah, well, he did the Copelli recently.
I mean, that's the kind of duration you need to be, like, ready to handle.
Sweet.
I think he's been doing that. Yeah.
Cool. So what's your – I guess then what's your most needed thing that you pack in your bag for your gravel races right now?
I mean, besides, like, the
food, yeah,
like a tube and food.
Yeah, like what's your tip to somebody that's listening to this podcast getting ready for Unbound or
Master Link and a spare derailleur hanger.
Yeah.
Like, dude, they weigh 10 grams, save your life.
Yeah.
Like, carry that shit. Yeah. Have a spare derailleur hanger.
Right on. So now that all being said, what is the goals for Ashton going forward? So we know you as gravel guy, race across Kansas.
Yeah.
We know you as world pursuit record holder. Like, you've kind of done it all. What's next?
I mean, Worlds is what's next.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I still don't have and that I really want is, like, rainbows on a jersey, man. Like, we've been close. Obviously, Tokyo's off the table.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we'll get to the next 4 years after Worlds, but, like, that's my big goal right now. And so that's why, you know, like working through a training program, it's like, oh, if, you know, I ride 100 miles and because of where my fitness is, it puts me out, or not out, but under the pump for a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's a week of training that I lost that I could be using to get ready for Worlds.
Yeah.
Like,
no. That's
100% my focus.
Right on. And so after Unbound, is there anything, like any more gravel races past that? Or is it literally just like, hey, we're going straight to the track. We're getting back and focused. Like, how's that going to look?
It's going to be I'm doing Rubidoux Quick and Dirty.
Okay.
You should come to that one. It's super sick.
Yeah.
I
might not be able to make it, and I've already had this conversation with Aaron Raines.
Yeah.
And I feel really horrible. So that's like, because I really want to do well at Nationals. So like, I'm packing up.
Ah, that's understandable.
And going straight
I feel
to
that, man.
Town.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna,
dude.
Train
I respect
in
that.
Town
yeah, man.
And just train full.
You
gotta
have a good showing in Nats.
So yeah.
Go some other time and go just like in that, dude. It's such a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really unexpected for Nebraska, and that's kind of the main reason I'm going. Like, it's just a you know, I'll probably do the 60. I think they have a 600K.
Yeah.
I'll probably do that instead of the 120, whatever their longer race is. But that's really the only other gravel race I have.
And then past that, so what track are you training on right now? I know Springs is kind of closed.
Springs is kind of closed. And, I mean, everyone getting ready for Tokyo is obviously, like, taking priority, which I fully support. You know what I mean? Like, I almost feel bad going there and asking for track time or gym access and being like, oh, I know everybody else is going to Tokyo. Like, can I just, like, fuck around on this non-Tokyo event? But I got that wicked little track adapter. And, honestly, I feel good about that. Like, because you can control the intervals so much better. You know what I mean? Like, you of all people, then this might be nerdier than your podcast, but, like, a one-minute effort on the track, if you do a flying kilo, that's different than a one-minute effort on the turbo.
100%. Yeah, I mean, because your one-minute power is going to come from the peak, and then it kind of trails off. Once you get aero and whatever else, the power starts to trail off, the speed starts to rise, whereas on the erg, it stays.
And so, for me, I think that's a little bit of an untapped potential, is, like, controlling more accurately, like, the on power, the rest intervals, the, you know, the pursuit power, and I can still do all that in my pursuit position wherever I'm at on the tax.
Sweet.
Like, it's the shit.
Sweet. And so that's a tax Garmin trainer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're using? Okay, cool. And so
it's a tax. They're right across there. Yeah.
Yeah, they're right across.
They're in the booth right across.
Yeah, if you're listening, they're just in the booth right across. That's why I made that comment. But but anyways, so That being said, you know, you're just going for the 100 tomorrow. How do you think it's going to be raced? Like, how do you think the 100 miles is going to be raced? What do you think is going to happen?
Dude, honest to God, yeah. What are you going to do?
I have no idea.
I think you got a good shot to win it, man.
Man, that feels really good for you to
dude,
say.
Dude, it's a good course for you.
Yeah, yeah. I went and rode the first 20 miles with Michael, and I was like, you know what? We're doing like 20 miles an hour, and we're just
if
chilling.
I had to pick someone to win, I would 100% say you. Over, I mean, like you or Stephen Hyde.
Is Stephen Hyde doing the 100?
Stephen Hyde's doing the 100.
Oh,
I don't
sick.
Know him very well. Chris raced with him on the Jam Fund. Like, they've raced cross together. But, like, dude, you're perfectly built for gravel. Like, you're a big dude. You got a ton of fucking watts. What? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's just synchronizing.
Your computer beeped at me because I cursed?
Yeah, maybe.
That's fair. No, like, dude, a course like this just favors aero and watts.
Yeah.
Like, watts per kick doesn't matter. And I would be floored if there's anyone out there that has a better 5-hour watts per CDA than you.
Oh, well, that means a lot. And CDA, by the way, is the coefficient
I'm
of
glad
drag.
We're outside so you can exit the door with the fucking size of your head right
now. Yeah, well, I was talking to Tristan Manderfeld about the whole situation, and he was like, yeah, dude, Ashton was hyping you up. He thinks you're going to win it. I was like, well, I'm just going to follow Ashton around.
No.
But now after listening to this podcast or talking to you
no,
in this
you're
going to
win it, dude.
I have to. I can't. There's no way.
Don't follow me.
I'm not going to follow
you're
you.
Not going to win if you follow
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Sounds like a bad idea. All right. Anyways, so now that all being said, with what is your bike setup and what are you going to bring with you and what bike are you riding and what group set are you going to have?
So I'm on the Lauf True Grit.
Yeah.
We've been on the Gravel Knots Colorway Lauf True Grit for 2 years now. Fucking love that bike. Still, I don't think Vittoria's released one of the tires I'm riding.
Sweet secret.
But we got a new secret Vittoria that's like, this is a real testing ground for it. I got some good miles on it. The Zip 303s.
Yeah.
And then I think red E-tab for most of it. I'm on the Eagle back end, so it's like, I call it the super mullet setup, but I absolutely love it. It's a 52 in the front and then a 1052 in the back.
Yeah,
so you get down to that 1-to-1, like, that's perfect. Love that. The Zip 36 centimeter bars. I got a little top tube bag and a handlebar bag. So I'll probably take some snacks, two bottles, a tube, I don't know, a derailleur hanger and a master link.
And you are going to finish the 100 no matter what, right?
yeah, probably not.
Right on.
No matter a whole lot of things. Like, I'm willing to ride back to town under 100 miles. I'm not stressed about that.
All right, and so you've listened to my podcast, but yet for some reason you've never been on my podcast, and it's really funny because I've had a lot of people ask you to be on my podcast, but we usually ask the question, if you could have a cup of coffee with one person, who would that person be and why?
You. And you make good coffee.
There you go.
100%.
But besides that, in this Bike Flights podcast, I got a better question for you.
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you've ever shipped via Bike Flights?
Via Bike Flights.
Yes.
Is
there anything weird that you've shipped, or what do you use it for?
I mean, I usually use it to, like, just ship stuff. You know, like, I'm fortunate to have a lot of sponsors, and I'm kind of, like, a big equipment nerd, so I end up with, like, old stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like building wheels, and I had more sets of track training wheels than I needed, just because, like, you know, I see someone on Marketplace that has some old Philwood hubs, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I need those. I don't need those.
Yeah.
But, like, they're cool, man. I want to build a wheel set with them. But, like, one of my athletes who's a junior I just coached, he, like, crashed and was like, oh, I need a set of track training wheels. And I was like, I got those, and, like, I'll send you some kit. And, like, there's some random other stuff in there. So it's a lot of, like, weird random pack. Like, I think I threw some beef jerky in there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, I've got that meat sponsor.
Yeah.
Certified Piedmontese. Get that in there.
There you go.
So, like, I shipped them beef jerky. I've shipped some cutting boards there before. Yeah. Weird. Usually, almost all of my bike flights boxes, if I ship something to someone, I throw in some sort of like packaged meat product, like whether that's beef jerky, beef steak, biltong, that kind of thing.
So you don't have any vegan friends, is what you're saying?
No, I've had people unfollow me. Usually, if I post something that's vegan, at least two or three people will give me like the little cryy face emoji.
Oh man.
They'll be like, and I just send them the middle finger emoji. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. I'm just like, come on, man. You know where I'm at. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Cool. All right. Well, Ashton, I wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and hopefully you do finish. But other than that, thank you for boosting my ego and pumping my head in the air.
Yeah, can I wish you the best of luck? And yeah. See you on the podium?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I won't see you while I'm also on the podium. I will stand in the crowd drinking beer, watching you on
and
the
then podium. Hopefully you send me some meat products because I haven't got any meat products yet. But other than that.
Yeah, dude.
We'll see you next time, guys.
You bet, buddy.